Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we look at the Agriculture Ministry's thrust to amend legislation in a bid to better protect stakeholders in the industry. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says government will enforce legislation concerning the illicit lighting of fires, which have resulted in significant losses in the agriculture sector. He says persons who continue to light fires illegally will be prosecuted.
So we are not only asking, begging, cajoling, but we are warning people. Because this time around, we are going to prosecute people who we find doing these things. There's a law against it.
The agriculture minister is imploring farmers to desist from using the slash and burn method to clear land, noting that it has destroyed hundreds of acres of farmlands and damaged property as well as farm supplies.
Do not be careless. Do not light any fires. It is in your interest, the interest of your families, the interest of the industry, and the country overall, to see that we protect this industry. We want no illicit fires to be lit that will get out of control and damage other people's crops beside your own.
Various sensitization programs are being undertaken island-wide through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to inform farmers about responsible land preparation practices. Also, discussions are underway with the Ministries of National Security and Justice, geared towards amending legislation governing predial larceny. The move is aimed at increasing convictions for farm theft.
We have worked on a comprehensive slew of legislative amendments to support our anti-predial larceny thrust. Consequently, the Agricultural Produce Act has been amended to significantly increase the fines and sentences for breaches, and the Predial Larceny Prevention Act is currently being reviewed by the Ministry's Legal and Technical Committee.
Resident magistrates and clerk of courts are also being sensitized to ensure that, among other things, they will be able to apply the correct penalties to persons found guilty of predial larceny and also increase the rate at which cases are disposed of in the courts.
Collaborating with the Ministry of Justice to host workshops is a critical step in the overall objective to establish and operationalize policy, legislative and institutional frameworks for predial larceny and risk reduction.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyer.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Kao said, tanop no mean rest. Translation, Kao says, standing up doesn't mean rest. And this means, because the cow is a cud-chewing animal, it is working even while standing still. So don't be deceived by appearances or judge a book by its cover. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.